Tennessee rushes four. Simeon in the pocket. Laser strike over the middle. Pass into and out of the hands of Benny Fowler. Incomplete in the end zone.
The Broncos' comeback attempt falls short in Tennessee. Hello and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. And John, that fourth quarter, the offense really got going. But in the first three quarters, not so much. How can they get things going a little bit faster?
I mean, that's the battle. I think that, you know, offensively, consistency has been a problem for us the whole year. And we've had some real good spurts, but and then we've had some bad spurts. And so hopefully with the last three games that we have ahead of us that, you know, we can get some consistency going, put some points on the board because we're going to have to score points. And defense is going to have to play great football, too.
And you mentioned those last three games. It's a tough stretch here. We've heard a lot of the guys talking about all three games. How do you balance knowing we need to get all three of these versus just one week at a time?
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, you know the picture and you look at it and realize where we are. Everything's kind of taking shape. The playoffs teams are kind of taking shape where we sit within that. So, you know, you look at it as a whole, it's a heck of an uphill battle. But the great thing is we got two of them at home and the first one this week against the Patriots. And so it's got to start here. We got to try to get this first one and then we'll take care of the other two as they come.
It starts with the Patriots. And when we come back here on Elway Access, we'll take a look at Tom Brady.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Back here on LA Access, and John, Tom Brady is just 2-7 playing here in Denver. Obviously, he's had a lot of success elsewhere. Why do you think he's struggled so much here in the Mile High City?
You know, it's hard to say, but I think that, it's been a great rivalry. He's obviously had a tremendous career, going to go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks, if not the greatest quarterback to ever play, played in as many Super Bowls as anybody has. And so he's just had a tremendous career, and I think it's, coming up here, it's hard a place to play. And, we've always taken it as a challenge when you get to play a quarterback like Tom. So, you know, hopefully he leaves here 2-8 this week.
The Patriots have been in 5 consecutive AFC championship games. When you look at building the roster in the offseason, do you ever look at a team out there like the Patriots and say, ultimately, we're going to have to beat this team, so we need to be able to match up with them?
Well, the AFC is always going to go through New England, and because they've done such a great job with the combination of Tom and Coach Belichick that, as you said, 5 straight AFC championship games tells you right there that it goes through New England. And so there's a team you always have to keep your eye on and a team that you know is going to be there at the end because they're very talented and also very well coached.
Well, it's going to be a big one on Sunday. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been Elway Access.